Today, we launch Goya Cares.
The mission of Goya Cares is to love and care for God's precious children. Part of that mission is to bring awareness.
Be somebody to somebody.
To stop the abuse and trafficking of future generations.
With awareness comes prevention.
Every life is a precious gift from God.
You are wrong.
I'm a precious gift from God.
I'm a precious gift from
I'm
God.
I'm a precious gift from God.
I'm a precious gift from
I'm
God.
I'm a precious gift from
Soy
God.
Un regalo de Dios.
I'm a precious gift from God.
We will do this through a series of educational videos
that we can bring to community leaders, schools, parents, and children.
Even though the subject matter is very dark and heavy, the kindness on this set has radiated throughout the project.
This is going to bring a global call to action.
Goya Cares.
Hopefully we can save people's lives.
And be the light that blocks traffic.
We need to be God's light.
Join Goya Cares and visit blocktraffic.org to watch the series.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
On a rainy Nashville day.
Yes. Rainy Nashville day.
So much for your hair day.
I am over this weather. Yeah. I am so over it.
But how are you feeling, you skinny girl?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good. But before we get really into, because I'm sure you
into
have
into you being skinny,
a lot of things to talk about this morning, I want to tell you guys about the Chrisley Box. It is so good this spring. Every box is good. I feel like, I don't know how we top them, but we seem to always do. But we only have a few boxes left, and they have given me permission to give you guys a code. So if you go to the Chrisley Box official, you can go on our Instagram. Use the code Julie15, and you're going to get $15 off. There is two things that I want to tell you about that's in this box. We have a Weekender bag by Ava Kensington. It's a woman-owned company. It's also a do-good company. I mean, it is a huge black and white bag that you literally can use for the weekend. I mean, it will hold so much stuff. It's such good quality. I'm super excited for you guys to see this. And then we also have a Megan Portfolio Clutch by the Glass Laddering Company. It's also a woman-owned and do good company. It's an organizational clutch, and I cannot wait to get this. It has everything, a space for everything. You can put a small laptop, a tablet, and then it has all these spaces for credit cards, for your vaccine cards, for your passports, and you can keep it all in one place, which I'm super excited about because I've actually ordered Sit Nanny up for one because she so needs this because just, you know, it's hard for her to keep up with everything. And to be able to have it all in one place, she can stick her tablet in there and have all of her important things, cards that she needs is amazing. So those are just two of the items in this box. The retail value of the box is $415, and with this Julie15 code, your sales price is going to be $149.95. So it's an amazing deal. We have so many people that reach out to us that they just cannot wait to get their boxes each time. And you know, we put a lot of time and effort into making sure that these are amazing things that we use, that we would like to have, and that are also do-good companies and that support women-owned businesses. So go check it out, the Chrisley Box official. There's only a few left, but use my code Julie15.
You know, I get so many people, like literally in my Instagram right now, I woke up this morning, and I have like five or six people that have asked me this morning, how do I buy this Chrisley Box? And I'm thinking, you follow all of us on social media. It's on the social media site. I mean, you know, look at it. So you might want to refresh that to help these people that are trying.
For sure. But we also have our own Instagram. So, you know, you can always go to that Instagram and do it. Let me just want to make sure I'm telling you guys the correct.
She is the slowest person in the world, folks, and it aggravates the living shit out of me about how she organizes her phone. She thinks that she's organized her phone because she's put 37 apps in one app that she's got a finger around to try to find.
Okay, guys, go to the Chrisley Box Official on Instagram. There is a link there. You can see things that have been in other boxes, get lots of information. So go check it out. Use my code Julie15.
So did you find that app? Did you find it in your app, in the one app?
Don't worry about it.
Because she has like 12 little boxes on her phone, but in each one of those, she's got 93 different apps in.
Don't worry about it. It's how I like it.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. She likes walking around in a state of confusion. So, so let's talk about this weight journey that we've been on for a minute.
Yep.
I am not losing anymore.
Yes.
I mean, I am just maintaining. I'm doing my... I mean, I'm eating normal, but I mean, I guess I was always eating normal because I was eating all the food that Nutrisystem that
provides
and that you fix for me. Actually, I had to learn how to do it myself, which was the frustrating part about it. But I still have that for my lunch, but I am kind of like eating, you know, my regular stuff that I've always eaten. And I think that's one of the reasons that I never, that it was easier for me to lose, you know, the weight that I lost, because I never felt like I was punishing myself.
Right.
I felt like I was just like, it's a normal day.
Right.
But you, on the other hand, what are we now? Yes,
we're down 30 pounds right now.
So you've kind of hit a plateau?
You know, it kind of goes up and down by a couple of pounds, you know, here and there. But yeah, I'm at, like this morning, I was exactly at 30 pounds. So
that's been what, for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
Probably about 3 weeks, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, they say that you know, when you're in this weight loss journey, that you can hit a wall. To where you don't, you kind of just kind of stay there for a minute.
Right. And I think that's why Nutrisystem is so helpful to me, because it allows me to continue eating. And then, you know, it's not about a starvation diet. It's not about, you know, depriving yourself, because they have created all these amazing meals that work and that taste good. And so you don't feel, and that is the only thing that has worked. That has worked for me, because psychologically I feel like if I'm depriving myself of something, that's what I crave. If you tell me,
see, that's
I
how
cannot
I am.
Have, you know, and I don't even like care about ice cream, but if you tell me I cannot have ice cream or I cannot have whatever it is, then that's exactly what I want. So I love that I can grab, you know, something salty or something sweet in my Nutrisystem snacks, and I don't feel like I'm depriving myself. So that's why. So check it out. There's also a link in the bio of my Instagram for Nutrisystem. Then they're always having a great deal because they love me.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand that because I love you. Yeah.
So I want to talk about a tragedy that took place this past week that has truly just rocked me.
And I really did not want to go there because it's placed me in such a bad state of mind.
Yes.
Because, folks, what you guys don't know about Savannah and Julie is that you can be having the greatest day in the world. Nothing negative has happened. But it's almost like that they are the president and CEO of the Debbie Downer Club. And they will always bring me, if there's a child that's been abducted, they know how I feel about that. Don't bring it to me because it gets in my head and it stays with me and it ruins my whole day.
Okay.
No, let me just finish. And then I'm going to let you take over because you're going to turn it into doom and gloom.
That's not true.
But how many times do I say to you and Savannah for 5 years, do not come to me about something happening to an elderly person. Don't come and tell me about something happening to a child. Don't come to me about animal abuse. Don't come to me about someone dying. Mm-hmm. How many times?
A lot.
And what do you intentionally do?
I don't intentionally do
it. Why do you do it? Then let's analyze that first. Why do you feel the need to share your bad news that you have read online, or that someone has popped up in social media, or someone's called you and told you? Why do you feel the need, if you know that those things affect me worse than they do you, why would you bring it to me?
I know that. I don't know. I just want to share. I guess I just want to share everything with you, whether it's good or bad.
But what have I asked you to do?
I've
said, Julie, this is not an area of my life or your life that you need to share with me, mm-hmm. because it stays with me.
Yes.
I hold on to it. Folks, my heart becomes so overwhelmed and burdened with what someone else's parent is going through with a child or the loss of a loved one or whatever. And literally, they cannot help themselves. It's almost like you and Savannah find out something. You're like, we're going to mess with him.
That's not true. That's not true. So I apologize.
But go ahead, because now you're getting ready to talk about something that's been on my mind since the day that it happened.
So I want to talk to you about our former Miss USA, Chesley Crist. This has just bothered me so badly. She, in case you guys don't know, which I don't know how you could at this point because it's been all over the media, and she was Miss USA from North Carolina. She was an attorney. Absolutely stunning woman. She
gorgeous, not stunning. This woman was breathtaking.
Smart. She was funny. She was outgoing. She was also a correspondent on Extra TV. And she, I think on Friday morning, took her, or maybe it was Monday morning, took her own life from, she took her life. And it has absolutely just shook me to my core. And I truly believe, it was 3 days ago, so I think it was Monday morning. And it has absolutely just shook me to my core. I mean, it truly makes you think. And the one thing is that I have to believe that this amazing woman did not die in vain. That so many people, that there's going to be something good to come of this. You know, that there's her message, whatever it is, I hope that it causes each of you to check on your friends, but more importantly, check on your strong friends, because that's what the message that I've heard so many times that nobody saw. I saw an interview that Gail King did, because she met Chesley and they actually became friends and exchanged numbers and they communicated. And then I watched her tribute on Extra with Billy Bush, that nobody, you know, from family to friends to coworkers, nobody saw this coming. And so many times it is those people that put up this front and that appear to be so strong and have their stuff together and appear to be so happy. And they're the ones that are fighting those battles, that are struggling the most. So you never know, and we have told this to our kids time and time again, you never know the battle that some people are fighting. And whether it's in the grocery store, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whoever it is, you never know what someone's going through at that particular moment. So,
well, you know,
check on them. Check on your friends, and especially check on your strong friends.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Check on your strong friends.
Okay. Everyday essentials are worth the extra care and attention that we give them. Whether it's your family's meals, the shoes you wear on your morning run, or the tires you put on your car that you drive every day, no one wants to cut corners on what's important, and few things matter more than a good night's sleep. I know I look forward to crawling into my bed every night, and Bull & Branch signature sheets feel so soft and light that you'll forget you're not actually sleeping on a cloud, and they're sustainably made for uncompromising quality from field to factory. Bull & Branch makes the softest organic sheets on the market, and they get better with every wash, and comfort is their only standard. They use only 100% sustainably raw materials, and as the first fair trade certified manufacturer of linen, you can feel as good about your Bull & Branch sheets as they feel against your skin. I absolutely love, I have white Bull & Branch sheets on my bed. They are amazing. They feel good with every wash. They don't get that peeled up feel, which I cannot stand. I love to buy them as a gift, whether I have a newlywed or just a friend that I know is looking for a new set of sheets. Buttery, soft, lightweight, organic cotton in a classic satin weave for sheets that get softer over time. Not too hot, not too cold. The perfect year-round sheets for every sleeper. Get 15% off your first set of sheets when you use the promo code Chrisley at checkout. Experience the best sheets you've ever felt at bollandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H.com, promo code Chrisley.
You know, Robin Williams was the first person that I can remember that actually, you know, everyone looked at him. This was Mrs. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. Everyone looked at Robin. Robin made the world laugh. But Robin said that the people that are making the room laugh the most are the ones hurting silently the most.
That's so true.
And I thought that was the most, you know, that was very, that
poignant.
Was, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was very eye-opening to me. Mm-hmm. And because I know, Kyle has dealt with depression. We have a lot of people that we know that deal with depression. You know, we're mm-hmm. dealing with some of it right now with someone that we love dearly. And, you know, you don't stop to think about it. You don't stop to think about as you're going through your day and you're living your best life that someone sitting across the table from you can barely breathe.
Right.
But they're smiling through it because they know you need them to do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that people heal in the time frame of someone else's need for them to heal. People heal in the time frame that they need to heal and in God's time frame. And, you know, when you talk about Chesley, absolutely stunning. This young woman is literally one of the most beautiful women that was in the world. I mean, she was stunning. Mm-hmm. And the most beautiful head of hair and had the greatest smile, the greatest laugh. And when you met her, I mean,
she was so much more than a beauty queen.
Yes. I mean, this woman was so intelligent. She was an attorney. You know, she wrote an article or an essay about turning 30 and not feeling and the world feeling that she had reached her relevancy. And what does the world do with what does the world do with a woman that's 30? Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, whoever thought 30 was old?
Right.
I mean, I'm 53, and I mean, when I'm 53 and I still feel young. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's just the interpretation. It's how someone perceives a certain situation, and someone else's perception may not be your reality.
Exactly.
And I feel like that mental illness is such, there's such stigma that surrounds it. And, you know, I don't feel like that I have ever dealt with, you know, like anxiety or depression or any of that until here in the last probably 5 years and me being around more people that have it or that experience it and watching kind of how they go through things and listening to them tell me, you know, how they feel about certain things. And I've started to really think that, you know, maybe I have had anxiety in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so many people have it
or don't even know it.
You know,
I think I was too ignorant to know because when I was growing up, I mean, I grew up with a school teacher that I watched her make a boy stick his head through the window and she put the window sash down on it because he wanted to stare out the window all the time. And she said, well, Russell, since you want to know everything that's going on out there on the playground, I'm going to give you a bird's eye view and made him stick his head out the window. She put the windowsill down and said, you can stand there and look out the window all day. Now, today, she would go to jail for that.
Yeah.
But, hell, I wasn't going to damn look out the window no more. Exactly. Because right. I didn't want to be looking. I didn't want to be turn my head to the right and be looking eye to eye with Russell.
Right. But, you know, I've had this conversation with your mom so many times because she's like,
I don't believe in all that.
That didn't happen. When I was growing up, nobody had that. Nobody had.
My mother also said there was no one gay when she was growing up.
Yes.
Yeah, Mama, they were.
Yeah, and I said,
that boy that didn't want to kiss you on the playground, he didn't want to kiss you because you was a girl.
I said to her, Faye, honey, just because you didn't know what it was, just because people didn't know what it was, doesn't mean that it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank goodness we have evolved as people and as a country, and that we now can understand it to be able to help people better. I said, but mental illness has been around forever.
Well, I mean, and look at what we've struggled with Kyle. You know, Kyle finally, through, you know, new doctors, you know, here at Vanderbilt, I mean, they said, you know, Kyle is not bipolar. They said Kyle is not bipolar, and the medication that he was placed on has been a lot of his problem. So, you know, does Kyle suffer from depression? Yes. But, you know, now they're saying that he doesn't have, that he's not bipolar. And, you know, normally when you're bipolar for life. I mean, that's not something that you get cured from. So the problem that we have in this country and in the world as a whole, because listen, I dare to say that there's anyone who has had a child with a diagnosis that has done as much as what we have done for Kyle and spent as much money as what has been spent from one treatment center to the next. I mean, there's a 0.5% in the country that could have spent what we've spent financially. Emotionally, we are emotionally bankrupt over all the trauma that we've been through, because from one treatment center to the next. And it causes me to have a lot of concern about our medical community, because it's amazing that your insurance won't cover for this, but it will cover for this. So now we're going to diagnose you with this just so the insurance will cover it, but you really have this.
Right.
But that's not covered in your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all a money racket.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to talk about the way that
my medications and things like that.
Well, yeah, you know, because I mean,
you take one thing for this, but then it causes this, but then it can help this. So which is more important? Do I help these symptoms and let it could make this worse? And it's just this constant merry-go-round.
Yes. And it's like, you got to take this one to counteract this one. And I mean, and it's something all the time. And, you know, going back to my mother, who grew up in a very simpler time, you know, she's 77. She grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she was also raised by her grandparents. So it was really like she grew up even
further back
because yes. She wasn't raised by her parents. She was raised by her grandparents, who were even older and even more in a simpler time.
Yes. And, you know, my mother, you know, when you say, I mean, my mother, God bless her heart, she didn't even know what a lesbian was. I mean, she literally said to Julie one day, Julie, honey, what is that? And what did you tell her?
I said, go talk to Todd.
And everyone knows when you come talk to Todd, Todd's going to give you the real deal with it.
You getting the real deal.
Yes.
All right.
But my mother also didn't know what oral sex was until Bill Clinton. So thank you, Mr. Clinton. Mm. Thank you for bringing my mother into the next, you know, no, four generations ahead. And, you know, I just think about, you know, and again, I had to explain to her. You remember Daddy got so mad about that
because I
told my mother, he said, you don't talk to your mother about things like that. He said, your mother is not that kind of woman. And I realized at that moment what they had not done.
Shut.
And I was like, I now know why he's been pissed off all these years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I look at it now and I think about, you're talking about simpler times. My mother cannot wrap her head around these times.
No.
She cannot wrap her head around if you say you've got depression. Well, get up off your ass and go to work.
Yeah. That's her cure for everything.
Everything is work.
Yes.
And, you know, if you've got an ailment, you get you some apple cider vinegar and you go soaking it in the bathtub.
And then get up and go to work.
And then get up and go to work. And if you're sad, you soak in some apple cider vinegar, you pray, and then you go to work.
Yes.
You know, it's a very simple way of looking at things mm-hmm. for her. And, you know, and that's been, I have argued and debated very heatedly with my mother for, we've been together now 27 years?
Yeah.
And have you known me and my mother to not have heated?
You always do.
We have very heated conversations because I'm trying to pull her forward, folks.
And a lot of it, I think, is self-preservation.
Yes, 100%.
Her. Because she is very much, you know, if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Yes. And that's just not who I am. Because I believe that through conversation is why I don't battle depression. It's why I don't struggle with some of the things that other people have trouble with. I think that, you know, I've had low points in my life.
For sure.
I've had sad moments in my life. And I've had heartache. I've had financial setbacks. You know, we've had illness. We've had death. So, you know, you and I have been together for 27 years, and we have seen the loss of your grandparents, the loss of your brother, the loss of my dad. You had said something to me probably 6 months ago. You said, I have been here for the loss of all of your dad's family except for one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he passed away before you and I got together.
Yeah.
So you've been with me through the loss of
aunts, uncles,
cousins, my father. You know, we have grieved together.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people don't have that blessing. They grieve in silent. Mm-hmm. They have no one to wrap their arms around or someone to wrap their arms around them and say, I've got you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get through this. And I think that's where the depression starts, because people are left alone. And it goes back to what you just said. Reach out to your strongest friends. You know, we have someone that we love, worship the ground he walks on, and that's one of the greatest human beings in the world. And we all check in on him every day, multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And because you never know. You never know what someone's going through. So that is honestly what I hope that you take from this podcast today, is that just check on each other. You never know when someone is at their very lowest point, and you can pick a phone up and reach out and call them, send a text, and it could change the whole trajectory of their life. I truly do believe that. I truly do believe that. No one wants to really talk about your feminine care, but it's something that we have to talk about. And as women, it's something we shouldn't be afraid or embarrassed to talk about. At PhD Feminine Health, we are reinventing holistic feminine care and wellness solution that helps millions of women feel confident and comfortable. PhD Feminine Health's boric acid suppositories are the number one best-selling, holistic, affordable, doctor-recommended solution for vaginal odor, available at retailers nationwide. PhD offers trustworthy, feminine care products that actually work. When you have feminine issues, you want a solution immediately. Boric acid is a natural compound found in seawater and has been recommended by doctors for decades as a safe, holistic alternative to medical medicines. PhD is the number one doctor-recommended brand of boric acid vaginal suppositories. These days, PhD believes that self-care is crucial to your overall well-being. Give the gift of self-care and love to yourself. Register now at phdfemininehealth.com/win to receive a free lifestyle subscription box from our friends at Bombay and Cedar, which contain vegan and cruelty-free, deluxe-sized beauty and lifestyle products, a retail value of over $100, plus a $500 Visa gift card. Go to phdfemininehealth.com/win. Also get 20% off all products right now using the code Chrisley. That's phdfemininehealth.com/win. So before we start taking some callers, mm-hmm. I also want to talk about something else that I'm super excited about. So I am working to get a dear friend of ours, Mallory Irvin, on the podcast.
I love that sweet girl.
She is, she has written a book that I have had the privilege of already reading.
Now, folks, let me explain to you about reading, not to interrupt here. But Julie could read a full set of encyclopedias within 12 hours.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
This woman reads No, you read all the time.
I do. But if it's a good book, I cannot put it down. And I told Mal, can you get me a copy of the book, you know, or at least a rough copy? Because I want to be prepared when you come on the podcast. I want to be able to talk about it. And so she did, and I was so excited to get it. And literally, I had it read within 24 hours, folks. I mean, it was that good. So make sure, I know it's going to be sold at Target. I know you can go on Amazon and pre-order it. I think it comes out on the 8th, on February 8th, and it's called Living Fully by Mallory Irvin. But I have to believe that anybody that reads this book can get something from it. And that's why I think it's so amazing. It is an easy read. It's relatable. It is, I can't say enough. I have already pre-ordered so many copies for it. Literally everybody that I know is getting a copy of this book because I feel that strongly about it. It is so, so good, and I am so proud of her, and I can't wait.
What is it that you love most about the book? I know that you've told me that, you know, that raw and real.
I love Mallory, and I love what she stands for. I love the fact that, I guess I can relate a lot to this book. There was so much in it that reminded me of Savannah. And I think that was a lot of what I kept going back to. It reminded me of Savannah so much in so many different parts of it. But it's just real. It is, you know, she talks about a really good time. She talks about her family, and her family dynamic is absolutely amazing. And she talks about some of the sad moments of her life. She talks about some of the trials and the adversities that she's faced. And when you look at Mallory, when you look at her Instagram, when you see her life, you think, oh my gosh, nothing bad has ever happened to this person.
Well, because she's so beautiful. She's so infectious. I mean, she's got the greatest smile in the world. I mean, she literally, you know, I have always said you have the greatest smile. When you laugh, it is just like, it's like that she turns on the whole city. I mean, that's the effect that you have on me and your family. And Mallory has that same effect.
Yes, she does. She really, really does. So I encourage you, if you're looking for your next read, if someone needs to, and the theme throughout the book is truly how to live fully, And, I'm not going to really spill any of the tea about this book, but one chapter of this book that I find is she talks about how, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, that fine is the new rock bottom. People answer, how are you doing? I'm fine. How is it? It's fine. How do you feel? Fine. How's your day? Fine. But fine is really the new rock bottom because it's just an automatic response that we get. And do you really just want to live a fine life? Do you really just want to live okay life where you're just getting through the day? So that's just one tiny little piece about this book. But I am.
Hello, Mallory.
Hello. Sorry, I was on the talk of the town.
Well, that's okay, darling, because you're now on Chrisley Confessions.
Oh, I am.
Yes, you are. Julie, I wanted to give Julie this surprise because Julie's on here touting this book that I'm getting no profits from. And she's hopeful that you're going to come on the podcast with her, just you and her.
So, of course I am.
So you will do that.
That's not even a question. It's like just a win. Julie is my favorite person.
You know, and Julie's not the one. Now, Julie's sitting here talking about how sweet you are, and I'm sitting here saying how amazing you are. So I should be your favorite person because I'm using bigger words than she's using.
Mm-hmm, I know. Well, you are a close second. But I love Julie.
So, Mallory, the book is being released next Tuesday, correct? Uh-huh. Yep. Tell us just a few places that we can pick the book up. I've already said Amazon and Target.
So everywhere books are sold. So Walmart, Target, any local bookstore, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon, everywhere.
Perfect.
And Mallory, a quote that Julie just said, the new normal is... No. Rock bottom.
Fine is the new rock bottom.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only little tea that I've spilled on the book. But I have said that's one of my favorites.
You can spill some tea. It's okay.
Now, Mallory, here's one thing that I would like for you to say for the world. I'm going to let it hang from there until you come on the podcast.
Okay.
Tell me about your dating life that you address in the book.
You would ask me about that. Was one sentence, Todd. You would want to know the one thing that I don't elaborate on.
I want you to tell me what you said in that sentence.
How I went on all the men that I went on today that your son's been calling me every day trying to get the names of.
Yes, that one.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good. Your son hasn't told you, because I told him and I was like, I don't even think Kyle knows these people. And because they're a little bit like in the limelight, I don't know.
Well, I'm not asking you to disclose who it was. What is it that you said?
Oh no, I can tell you what she said. It was basically that she dated all these, not all these, but she dated these different guys. But it was all God's plan to lead her where she was supposed to end up. And that was to Kyle.
Yes, to Kyle.
And we love Kyle. You know how I feel about Kyle.
I do.
But I think it's everybody's story. And that's the thing. And I will let you go, Mallory, just a second. The last thing I wanted to say is my family was 2 nights ago. We were all sitting eating dinner. It was my mother happened to be there. Our friend Chad happened to be there. My kids were all there. And I just started, like, I said, oh my gosh, I got to tell you my favorite part of the book. And I could go right to it. And I went to it and I started reading. And I said, okay, I've got to read this part of the book to you. And I literally look up and my mother's crying, Chad's crying, Chase is crying, and I can't even read the book. And that was our dinner talk. And I was
but
like,
it's because you've said it's such a powerful read.
It is such a powerful read to be such an easy read. And I think that is what you have absolutely mastered. And I think it just speaks to you had me, a 49-year-old wife, mother. You had my mother, a 67-year-old grandmother. You had Chad, a 40-something-year-old gay man. You had both my kids in their 20s. And we're all finding something in that book that was relatable. And I think that is what has made this book so powerful and has meant so much to me.
Well, I actually think it's the cover.
You know what your son said about that cover? I showed him all three of my covers, and he said, I don't like the blue, and it looks like a FabFitFun ad. And then I was like, well, Chase, that's the one we've picked. So,
well, I think you know how I feel about you, and I think you're absolutely stunning and got the sweetest laugh and the most beautiful smile. And so, you know, I'm all about beauty. I'm superficial. I'm just a very superficial kind of guy. Julie's the one that brings depth to the relationship.
Oh, well.
Listen.
I know that's who you are on the outside, but I also have to say, knowing you guys personally and being good friends that I tell things to that I don't tell other people to, that I go through things. You know, Julie was one of the very small handful of people that knew about, like, my health journey and all these miscarriages that I had, all this stuff that happened to me last year. I tell people all the time that your family, you're not just funny and like great for TV and like all super cute and blonde and blue eyed, but like you are the epitome of the salt of the earth. And Julie, I tell you too, because you sent me the picture of, or Chase sent me a picture of everybody crying, but you sent me the message when you were reading the book at like the perfect time. I'd had an interview that started to make me question, like, putting it all out there, and you just get nervous, like, when everything's getting ready to come out, and I was starting to, like, doubt the book, and then you sent me that, and that was just, like, such a gift to me. I was sitting at Monster Jam with the boys, and you sent me that message and said, I'm on chapter 16, and this book is just so amazing, and it's going to change lives, and it's the beginning of something, and that was such a gift from God for me. Aww. And you, that's what you guys and this whole friendship has been, in a million different ways, and I just so appreciate you guys supporting, especially this book, because it was really hard to write.
Well, listen, your book is going to be a blessing to the world, but, you know, going back to what you just said, I told Savannah the other day, I said, let me tell you something. I've said this to my kids forever. Do not enable someone to have the ability to shame you to the point to where you doubt your own truth.
That's a good quote. That needs to be in one of your boxes on your Instagram.
but it's just truly how I feel, because I feel like that shame is almost like a debilitating illness.
Yes.
And if you take that on, then you've allowed someone else free rent in your head.
Yes.
And you know, listen, I just feel like that, you know, I'm a reformed hoe. So, I mean, you know, I know every person I've laid down with. I know everything I've ever done in my life. And I know some that wishes they could do it twice or three more times with me. But it's my story to tell. It's not someone else's story to tell. And if you notice, if you're like sitting around at a dinner and someone's repeating someone else's story, it's never as full of life or as full of breath as the person who actually lived it.
Yeah.
And so that's
good advice.
That is what your book is. So I wanted to kind of surprise Julie when I sent you that text while we were talking, because she's so excited about you coming on. And I'm so, you know, that I'm kind of like your surrogate dad. I cheer you on from the, you know, to the world and on the sidelines and whatever, and I cheer Kyle on, because folks, what you guys, if you don't follow Mallory, follow her husband. Follow Kyle DiMeola. This is the funniest human being, which is why I'm in discussions with these two for their own show. But
he's going to get me canceled one day. Until then, he's funny.
Kyle is absolutely one of the funniest human beings in the world. I love him dearly. This whole family loves him. And I just think that you two are the greatest odd couple that has ever been in life. Folks, I mean, everybody knows that Mallory is an absolutely stunningly beautiful young woman. And then she's married to this beast. It's almost like Beauty and the Beast. She is Belle, Kyle is Beast.
Okay, now
I'm gonna circle back around.
Okay.
Mallory is Belle, Kyle is Beast. But look who Beast was. Beast
Beauty
is...
He had a wonderful heart.
He had a wonderful heart. And Kyle's a good looking guy. If he had just shaved that ass off his face, because,
well,
you know,
he cut it down yesterday because he said he couldn't be seen with me, like, the, you know, writing this book and all these events and stuff. And he's like, I got to cut this beard down.
Well, either that or he just needs to move in with the Robertson family. I mean, you know, it's one of the two. And I mean, you're then and that's a good thing, because then, you know, he'll be in touch with the good Lord. And I mean, you know, and he can grow his beard to the full capacity that he wants to grow it. So
he's already in touch with the Lord, and he already has a long beard. He's fine. He shaved his beard. This was 3 years ago, and it was so traumatic for Ford. We called Kyle a stepdad for 4 days, because Ford wouldn't even look at him. He cried every time he walked into the room. And until that beard grew back, which for Kyle takes like 2.5 days,
right?
Then the whole beard is back. So when the beard grew back, it was like his dad came back through the door. But it was the most bizarre thing. So he cannot shave that beard.
Well, then Mallory
shaves it, Todd, and he looks and he said, man, I thought I was good looking. I'm ugly under this.
Well, he's not ugly. He's a good, decent human being that we love dearly. But Mallory, I thank you for calling me after my text message. I thank you for that.
And I'm, text. I just called you back because I call you back.
Okay. Well, then I had sent you a text and said, Mallory, I'm on air right now. Would you please call me? I want to surprise Julie and ask you to come on the podcast. So see that, folks, that's just who she is. She missed my call and she called me back and didn't even check her text message.
Right back.
Well, darling, we love you. Congratulations on the success of the book. And I hope that it sells a gazillion copies, not because you need to be rich, because you already are, but I want the book to sell a gazillion copies because of the impact that it had on Julie and my family.
Oh,
that's why I want people to do it.
More than that.
Well, darling, I love you and you have a wonderful day.
I love y'all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love that girl so much, folks. Yeah. She is literally just salt of the earth, and I love that.
Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't even realize the number of subscriptions or things that I had signed up for that did this auto renew. And when I started looking, there were hundreds of dollars that I was able to save just by going and using the Truebill app. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill can cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/CC. Go right now, Truebill.com/CC. It could save you thousands a year. That's Truebill.com/CC.
So we should start Julie's book club.
I know. We really
should. We should start Julie's book club.
Maybe
if
we
Oprah
will.
Can do it.
Julie can.
I channel my inner Oprah. You know that I call too. Myself Topra.
I know you do.
So I think you should have Julie's book club.
I think we should. That's something we gotta look at for
yes.
sure. But folks, I'll let you know as soon. Mallory's gonna be on soon. So we'll keep you updated on that.
All right. So let's just, because we didn't get callers last week. Yeah. So let's jump in here and get callers, because I got so many messages last week about people saying you're not answering enough of our questions.
Okay.
So first caller, please.
Hello, Chrisleys. This is Nancy in Colorado. I'm sitting here watching Chrisley Knows Best. This one is episode 10 for season 9. And I had to pause it because I was laughing so hard at Nanny Faye when she said she's groaned. And then I just, Todd, you heard those goats or those sheep or whatever. Hilarious how you just sit in the field and you scream like a girl. I'm just saying. I love y'all. Bye.
Thank you so much. I remember that episode fondly when I had my beautiful coat out there and all these animals wanting to run up on me and shed and all that mess. But, you know, my mother is groaned. She tells me every day she's groaned. And I said, Mother, I am grown, G-R-O-W-N. That's what I said. Yeah. I said, no, you said groaned, past tense.
Yes.
What the hell ever, ain't nothing past tense. I'm standing right here.
You know what I was talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So, you know, my mother, I really do think, I mean, I tell her every day, I said, you have created a dictionary for people that do not wish to speak properly.
Yes.
And she said, well, I bet it's going to be a bestseller. So there you go. So I appreciate you tuning in and watching, and I'm glad that you had to pause it because you were laughing so hard. So thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hey guys, it's Maria here in Ohio. I had a question regarding the housing market. So my husband and I are going to build, and with the interest rates being so low right now, and financially we can afford it, do we go and build now and take out a loan, or do we wait a couple years but then risk having higher interest rate but then having a bigger down payment? Everyone that we've talked to has said, like, you guys need to build this spring, especially if you guys can afford it. My husband's always thinking, is you can put more down, then why not wait? But then if you have interest rates on the rise here in the next couple of years, probably the next couple of months, honestly, maybe it's not best for us to wait. So I hope it made sense. And basically, if your kids came to you with this question, what would you tell them? I hope to hear back. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you, Maria.
From Ohio.
From Ohio, yes. Thank you so much. Okay, this is a two-prong answer that I'm going to give you. if my kids came to me and asked me, well, Chase, is Savannah just finished construction and Chase is in the midst of construction right now. And, you know, the interest rates are low. And but with the interest rates being low, building materials are at an all time high.
Yes.
So gaining access to product is more difficult today than it's ever been in the history of me being in the development business. So I think that what I would look at is, which I also think is what's attributing to the rising cost of pre-existing construction.
Right.
Because someone, if you're looking at building a home, you're, you know, depending on what size you're building, you know, it can take you 2 years. You know, if you're building a 10,000, 12,000 square foot home, you know, obviously if you're building a 2,000 square foot home, you're looking at 6-8 months. So I think there's a lot that goes into that from a mathematical standpoint, that yes, your interest rate may be low, but what is the cost of building materials today versus what it was, you know, 3 years ago? And I feel like that you have to weigh that into you have to take that into consideration, and then you have to take into consideration how long it's going to take you, because, you know, how long is this construction loan going to be good for? You know, how long is your rate locked? You know, and how many more increases are we going to have in the supply chain,
right,
due to not having enough supply?
Yeah.
And it's all about supply and demand, which is why I think I just saw on television last week that Nashville is the hottest real estate market in the country, with people paying on average $113,000 above list price. Above list price, yeah. with homes going under contract between 4 to 14 days for on average $113,000 more than what it's listed at.
It's crazy.
So, you know, I think there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just, can I get 2% interest rate?
Right.
So I think that you should be hugely pat yourself on the back for you and your husband for being in a position to build your home financially, to be able to go out here and build your home. Thank God for that blessing. Thank God that you have the ability to wait or to start in the spring, because that's called options. And used to in this country, having an option was a great thing. I think that, you know, again, you have to look at all of these equations and figure it out, because I know that Chase is looking at, you know, now that he started this construction, Chase is looking at, well, I wanted this, you know, Mom said I should have this in my kitchen. You need to stop pointing out things to him that he's not getting and that he can't afford.
Yes. Okay.
My son does not need a La Cornue range.
No.
But you pointed it out to him.
I just said I like it.
So, you know, I think that it all needs to be within your budget, and you need to buy smart and sell smarter.
For sure.
And then that way, I think that, you know, you get to where you need to get to.
Right. And I think ultimately what you've said is you have to sit down and figure out what's the best scenario for you.
There's
always going to be pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And right now, the pro is interest rates are low. The con is it's hard to get materials. There's such a, you know, everybody's spread so thin.
Right. Interest rates are low, but the prices for a lot to build on are the highest they've ever been.
Right, right. So, you know,
lumber.
I think there's a lot of factors.
Yes. I mean, who knew? I mean, we've been waiting on sofas and stuff for multiple homes for, what, a year?
A year.
And we went through the first thing of, well, there's a foam shortage because of the ice storm that hit Dallas. Then when we get foam, who the hell knew we were going to have a staple shortage and they can't do the upholstery?
It's crazy.
And this is coming from the biggest furniture manufacturers in the world. We're having a staple shortage. If I could mass produce staples, I'd open a damn business tomorrow.
I know. It's crazy that we have a staple shortage, but you can go in every single store and find 50 gazillion of those poppets.
Right? Exactly.
I'm like, if I see another poppet, I'm going to scream, and you parents will know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. You know, Chloe has a backpack full of poppets.
No, a house full of poppets.
Yes, yeah, it's crazy.
So, I mean, I literally said to her the other night when she was laying in the bed, I said, no, 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 no. You're not coming up here in my bed and popping all night. Right. Take your puppets. You got a playroom. You got a bedroom. Go to the bonus room. Go find you another room in this house and pop till you pop it out.
Exactly.
But you're not going to sit up in my bed and pop it.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, AirMedCare Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. With an AirMedCare Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley.
Hey guys, it's Melissa Gorga from Melissa Gorga on Display, and I am very excited to give you a little look into episode 2. I am going to be talking to New York Times best-selling author Dave Quinn, who wrote the book with all the juicy scoop on all the Real Housewives. Dave, I'm so excited to talk to you.
I am thrilled to be here, Melissa, and I have to say, you have so much behind the scenes that happened on The Real Housewives in New Jersey that you've never spoken about before. So I'm ready to get you to open up about all those things. Let's make amends for the tea you didn't spill when we talked in the book because you were so nice to everybody. And I promise you, Melissa, I'm not going to sing On Display to you over and over again, but just know that in my head right now, that's what's playing on repeat.
Of course it is. What else would be playing in your head right now? Okay, listeners, make sure you listen to episode 2 of Melissa Gorga On Display.
You know, I did want to talk. So thank you so much for calling in. Yes. I hope that helps you. I did want to talk about, you know, we're huge friends. You know, we're great friends with Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean. And, you know, everyone has different political views. And I love our social group because, you know, we have Democrats, we have liberals, we have conservatives, and we all get along.
Yes.
We all get along. And, you know, when Brittany married Jason, you know, she came, you know, she was kind of cast into Nashville. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got all these little biddies that want to run their mouth and talk shit about people. And, you know, because Jason had been married before. And, you know, Brittany has always been nothing but salt of the earth to us.
Absolutely.
I mean, she's always been the kindest, sweetest soul. She's got two of the prettiest kids that has ever walked the face of the earth. Now, you know how I feel about Memphis.
Yes.
I thought when he was born, I thought, how in the hell can somebody as ugly as Jason? Well, I mean, Jason, if you listen, this is what she doesn't, because Jason does not have time to listen to Chrisley Confessions because he's too busy trying to win another gazillion awards and make $953 million to solve the world's hunger problems, because that's, I think he's probably going to end up being one of the wealthiest people in the world, which is why I'm friends with him. It's just one of the reasons I'm friends with him. Just one of the small reasons that I'm friends with him. But, you know, Brittany came into Nashville and she kind of marched to her own beat.
Right.
You know, she kind of, all these women that were talking shit behind her back, she brushed that off because it wasn't going to change her direction. And Brittany is conservative. She's a Republican. She's proud of that. And she should be proud of that because that is what her political beliefs
right.
are.
Now, regardless of what your political beliefs are, you should be proud of what you stand for.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what we've always
said. And this is the
here.
United States of America.
Right.
We are a land of the free. You can believe as you choose to believe. And I've seen so much negativity on her social media for people chastising her for being a conservative, for being a Republican, and for voicing her beliefs. Right. And I'm going to say right here on Chrisley Confessions, we are conservative. Everyone knows that. But because we're conservative doesn't mean that we believe that our core value system and our belief systems have to steal yours or cheat you out of your belief system. I believe that the greatest conversations start with conflict. And hopefully they end with great resolution, because you realize, and I believe this in my heart, I believe that this country is more towards the middle than they are to the left or to the right.
Right.
I really believe that.
Right. I think it goes back to, we have so put labels on everything.
Well, I mean, 100%.
And I believe that that's where it comes, rather than say, you know what, I believe this or I believe this. It doesn't mean that I believe one political party is right in everything they do, because I don't. I don't believe that. I don't believe, I take a little bit from this and a little bit from that and mix it all together. And I believe that's what most people do. Most people don't believe every single thing about one party or one belief or one whatever. But I think we have gotten into this thing of, we're going to put a label on this person so that we can chastise them, or so that we can ostracize them, or so that we can shame them, or so we can make them feel less. And that's a label for not just political views, but just in every aspect of life. I think we have gotten into this awful habit of putting labels on people.
Right. And you know, and I look at you, there was an article that was written about Jason and Brittany and so many other people in country music that are Republican and that are having this voice and they're speaking out about the way they believe. And the article was written with a tone of almost like they're not entitled to that right.
Right.
You, just as you are entitled to write that bullshit, so is the person who you're writing it about has the right to say how they feel.
Right.
Now, Jason and I, you know, and Brittany, we may not agree on everything, but we do have core values that we agree on.
Right.
They don't agree with everything that I do and say.
Right.
I don't agree with every song that Jason's recorded. I mean, I think some are way better than others. I mean, normally it's the ones that he didn't write. But I'm talking about, because I think he's a great songwriter too. But I'm saying that, you know, the only songs that I think could be better are the ones that he brought me on to, you know, to sing with him.
Oh, gotcha.
Those would be
sure.
The songs
that's
I think are the best.
That's what it all comes down to.
But, you know, Brittany, she came into Nashville. She's had two gorgeous children. And, you know, Jason has his girls from his first marriage.
Beautiful girls.
And
smart.
So it's hard for me to give credit to that, because, I mean,
that means he's had four beautiful children.
So that means I hate to give him those props. But with that being said, I was just scrolling through social media yesterday, and, you know, I follow Brittany. Brittany follows me. And so she's in my timeline, and I see the things that she posts. And I love that her give a shit or quit years ago. Because she's living her true, authentic self. She is living in her beliefs. And I have never seen anyone, this woman is an advocate for animals. She's a huge animal advocate.
Children.
She's a huge children advocate. She's a huge people person. Mm-hmm. She really is a huge people person. And I just think to myself, you know, when she kind of got on social media and, you know, I talked to her about, you know, kind of grow your platform. You know, this is how you would do it. And, you know, and she started working with some of the same people that we worked with. And look at where she is today. And I'm so proud of her. And I wanted to talk about that today, because I wanted to make sure that people know that you don't have to agree with everything someone says to love them. You don't have to chastise someone because they feel a different way than you feel. I mean, we are a people of people. We should love each other, because we're all created by the same God. You know, we're created in his eye of perfection. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, when I see some of the negative comments that people make, I want to go on there and literally drag them. But that's because God is speaking to me, and that's why you're seeing less and less of Todd dragging people these days, because I kind of don't know that it's a good look for a 53-year-old man to be chastising some 21-year-old barfly who's trying to screw her husband, Brittany's husband, and want to damn trash Brittany. Let me tell you something, folks. Brittany, it is, in Jason's world, it's cheaper for him to keep her. So he ain't getting rid of her. There ain't no side chicks coming in. Brittany's going to continue to live her best life. She's going to continue to drive her beautiful cars, live in her mansion. Y'all ain't going to affect her on that. And her political views is not going to affect how she lives. So she has the right in this country to voice her opinion. And Britt, I know you probably don't ever listen to podcasts, but if you should listen to Chrisley Confessions. You should show your support. But with that being said, if you listen, I want you to know that we love you, we support you, and you keep using your social media platform for exactly what you want to use it for, because that's exactly what I'm going to do with mine. So I'm now off my soapbox about my friend Brittany, and we're going to move on. Next caller, please.
Good morning, Todd and Julie. My name is Kay from Lynchburg, Virginia, and I just want to say thank you so much for all of the positive inspiration that comes from your podcast and from your show. It's so lighthearted, and I love to watch it. So thank you for always spreading positivity and good energy and great laughs. So my question for you guys is, I am a newlywed, and we are looking to start a family soon. We're in our early 30s and no kids yet, so try to get our careers together first and just try to figure out our lives before we bring little ones into the situation. So God willing, we'll be parents soon. As we get prepared for that journey, I just wanted to ask, had you all ever considered maybe writing like a parenting book or a book that could help with raising kids or just some of your stories like compiled into something that we can read and share with our loved ones who may also be new parents, or just maybe struggling with some aspect of parenthood? I know that on your podcast, on your show, we get a lot of great gems from you guys. So I was just wondering, had you ever considered writing a book? Is that something that's in the future for you guys? And thank you. Love you so much. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. You have the most bubbly personality.
Yes, you do. And congratulations, being a newlywed.
And having careers and starting a family.
It's amazing.
You know, God bless you.
Our prayers are that happens in exactly the right time.
Exactly in God's time. Mm-hmm. So huge, huge congratulations to you on all those fronts. I think that Julie and I have several books in us. And, you know, she's working on her cookbook that she's been working on now since what I like to say Christ was a child. But she is such a particular person, and she wants things to be perfect when she does it. And I try to tell her that the strive for perfection is a lonely road. I know, because I've traveled it for many years, and every time I look in the mirror, I realize how much further away from perfection I'm getting. But, you know, with that being said, I think that, you know, I remember when we went through a lot of the stuff on social media about Kyle and in the tabloids and whatever. And, you know, when our show had started, so many people said, oh, my God, he's the patriarch of perfection. He is the helicopter parent. He is exactly the way I want to raise my children. And then people started seeing cracks in the surface. They started seeing that we had a child that, you know, that was having issues. And then, of course, you know, we went through all of the negative publicity that surrounded the tax situation and you know, our oldest daughter and all of that stuff. And then it caused me to step back for a minute and say, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? And I don't know. I think that there's absolutely certain things that I could have done better. But I think that when the world gets involved with so many opinions and outside interference and people's perspectives, that the noise drowns out the common sense.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's easy to be surrounded by people that feed your agenda, because then that causes you to believe it even more. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep the train going until finally the people that were feeding you the bullshit are tired of shoveling the shit, and then you're not being fed that anymore. And then it's almost like being on laughing gas. I attribute it to that every time you take it in, you're that much, you've got another layer between you and reality.
Yeah.
And every deep breath of that gas that you take in takes you further away from the reality of what you're doing right at that moment.
Right.
And so I think that for a minute, it caused me to question who I am and who I have been as a parent. And you and I have talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't question that anymore because God has restored my peace. Could I have handled certain situations with all of my children, you know, differently? There are some that I look back on now, especially with our older children, that even though I may have thought it worked then, I now have more tools in my toolbox that I'd handle that differently, or I'd approach that situation differently. You know, I remember, you know, teaching my girls, you know, growing up that, you know, you don't have sex outside of marriage. This is not something you do. And I shamed them with that in a way.
Yeah.
I look back now and say, but you were not saying these same things to your boys that you were saying to your girls. And you called me out on that.
Yes.
And now I look back on it and I'm like, well, maybe if I hadn't have been so hard on Lindsay, for example, about that, because you know how mm-hmm. I rode her mm-hmm. so hard on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I, and you know, Lindsay and I have had that conversation, you know, a while back that, you know, she and Will got together. They were, you know, they were in college, and that, you know, that part of that relationship happened. Right. And that if she hadn't have felt that shame of, you know, doing that, then she may not have absolutely married him at that time, but she felt like because she had done that, I have to get married.
Right.
I think that hearing her tell me that when she told me that made me say, wow, had she had better tools in her toolbox, right, you know, maybe she wouldn't have done that. But then we wouldn't have had Jackson.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think that it's hindsight's 20/20. So to go back to your question of, can we do a parenting book? I think we can do multiple.
Yeah.
But I think we can do a parenting book on how this worked amazing for us. And then the second book is how this didn't work amazing mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. Because I think that is the journey that we've had. And I want to always make sure that we on Chrisley Confessions, on Growing Up Chrisley, on Chrisley Knows Best, on everything that we put our name on, that we are truly authentic, that we're telling you the truth. Because everything we have done as parents did not work the way we intended for it to work. But no one will ever be able to give us a failing grade on effort.
That's right.
Because we have always shown up. We have always shown out, and we have always, Chase said to me the other day, he's got a friend that's going through a tough situation. He goes, I just can't imagine my mom and dad handling it that way. I mean, you would be the first person that I would call. Like, you are the person I'm calling. If shit hits the fan, you are the person I'm riding with. I want you driving the car. And he was talking about how this person didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say anything. But inside, I internalized that as such a compliment.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. he has that confidence knowing that I'm going to be there for him.
Right.
So, yes, I think that we will do a book at some point. We've still got to get through a lot of stuff that we've got going on in our personal life. And then I think we may have more to write about after that.
For sure.
It might end up in the part that works great for us, or it might end up in the part that doesn't work great for us. But what we'll do is we'll bring you along the journey, and we'll let you know what not to do and what you should do. So good luck to you, and God bless. And on that note, I'm out of time.
Yes.
So I'm going to leave the podcast to you now because I have to run.
Well, we're done. What are you talking about?
No, I think you should go an extra hour without me so that people can vote and decide whether or not you should do it on your own.
Listen, okay, I can't do that.
Okay, folks, then on that note, we're out of time today. So I thank you as always for being my partner in everything that we do in life. And I told you yesterday that I'm grateful to the good Lord above that he has blessed me with you and that you have given me the stability that I needed in my life to allow me to be where I am today. So for that, I'm grateful to you.
You as well.
So folks, until next week, good luck and God bless.